Now time for our Troy Locker Room Chat here on KNZA. Brandon Tamman, we got Derek Jasper on the horn with us. Brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market. Also want to thank RN Seed, Ryan and Megan Grable, and Anderson Meats. Trojans, their third straight win, has got some good ball going right now. 54-13, the final score at Donovan West. Coach, during this three-game streak, it's really been consistency on both sides of the ball, and it seemed to kind of keep that same pace last week in the win over D-West.
Yeah, I got off to a fast start, which I thought was important. I think maybe we talked about last week because it was their homecoming and everything. I said, hey, we got to get off to a fast start. You know, can't let them hang around and get some momentum. And we did that, going got 28 points in the first quarter, so we were up 28-0. Went on to a 41-0 lead at halftime, and then ended up cruising to a 54-13 win. Had to play our starters a little longer than I expected, and it ended up being kind of costly because I think we might have lost Caden Rosenberger in the middle of the third quarter to a leg injury, and we'll have to see what he finds out Friday. So that would be a brutal loss for us. He's our leading receiver and got about 6 touchdowns on the year. So that was the bad thing that came out of this game. I didn't think we were sharp all the time on offense, and our tackling was a little suspect at times on defense, especially after halftime. But overall, pretty good performance in every phase. We started kicking some extra points for the first time this year, made 6 out of 8. On those, so that's another nice thing to have. And I would say Colt Jensen, it was a standout in this game. Had a 97-yard interception return when D-West had put together a drive in the first quarter. Quarterback threw a perfect pass, but Colt was just better on defense and picked that off. Our sophomores playing pretty good. Colt Jensen, Ty Horner, Tucker Jarrett, Cassin Jasper, 4 of our sophomores really contributing this year, probably more than I thought they would. And so that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, you mentioned Colt Jensen defensively there, but he also gives you 4 catches for 46 yards. Again, we talked about the consistency, needing being able to both run and pass once we get to this late in the season. Obviously, into the postseason, you still had some good balance. Wanted to talk about the defense. Donovan West, they were able to run the football with some success, over 200 yards on the ground. I mean, what'd you see from them offensively with their rushing attack that they were able to kind of do against your defense?
Yeah, I think Donovan West's offense has improved drastically as the years went on. They've opened it up a little bit, so now you've got to spread out a little bit because they put some receivers out. And the Windmeyer kid is a good hard runner, and we missed some tackles on him. And kind of just lost our focus a little bit when they started running the ball well on us. We kind of got our eyes in the backfield and quit looking at our keys, and they got us with some counters and little reverses and things like that that hurt us pretty bad. So, you know, can't lose focus. Got to rely on our keys and what we prep for all week. And we didn't do a great job defensively in that game. Probably gave up more rushing yards than we wanted to. But we got to play some kids, and so that was a good deal.
Talking with Troy football coach Derek Jasper. A few more minutes. We'll step aside. A big district game on Friday night. They'll be at home against Riverside. We'll talk about it right after this here on KNZA. Couple more minutes here with Derek Jasper, Troy football coach. Again, brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market. Also want to thank RN Seed, Ryan and Megan Grable, and Anderson Meats. Always appreciate our sponsors for our weekly locker room chats. Coach, again, we appreciate the time. A few minutes here with you about Riverside, and there's really no easy way around it. It's a big game this week. You got 2-2-0 teams in district play, and, you know, you just kind of want to preach, you know, next week up, next day, next rep, but you'd be lying to yourself if you weren't saying that this was an important game this week.
Yeah, I mean, playing Donovan West last week, then turn around and play Riverside, 2 of our county rivals. But I think everybody's kind of been waiting for these last 3 weeks for us. You know, Riverside, Centralia, Mar Hill, probably thinking that that was going to determine, you know, the top 4 in the district. And it looks like that's the way it is going to pan out. And Riverside's our next one up. You know, they feel a little bit different this year. We've got the better of them the last couple of years, but something feels different down there this year. It looks like they really kind of got it going on. For a 1A team, you don't see this very often. They have terrific size and physicality, and they also have the athletes and speed. That's a nice combination for 1A school. And a lot of times, you know, we are in a deficit as far as size and physicality, but a lot of times we have an advantage in speed and athleticism, and that's not going to happen this week. They've got that combination that is really kind of unusual for a 1A team to have both those things, man, great size and great speed and athleticism. Their defense is very impressive. They put together some good offensive drives, don't get me wrong, and they got a powerful running game with the 2 big backs, the quarterback and the other back, that are going to be hard to tackle. But Their defense has really stood out. No one's really had long drives against them, with the exception of maybe Jack Sinton. Week one had like maybe one long drive, and I haven't seen that game, but it sounds like that was a really close game. And then Riverside turned it over and gave Jack Sinton some short fields and kind of got out of hand, but man, nobody else has even come close to playing Jackson Heights like Riverside did. So has a little different feel this year, but both teams 4-1 and both teams, you know, probably a pretty good ball club. So add that into the rivalry and it should be a fun Friday night in Troy.
Yeah. And it just looks like for Riverside, it's just been like 2 or 3 years in the making. You talk about their quarterback and Beckham Griffin, their running back Elijah Moore. These are kids that have been really contributing since their freshman and sophomore years. Now they're juniors and seniors across the board, and you just really kind of see the development with head coach Bryce Payton in that group. And again, it just felt like it was kind of 2-3 years in the making, but we're now finally kind of seeing what they had, you know, building over the last couple of years.
That's totally true. Their junior class is very strong, and they've kind of been, this is kind of the year they've been waiting on, I think, this year and next, as these kids have been playing like since they were freshmen and actually took some beatings. You know, they were in that big seven league schedule playing some really good teams and just kind of getting beat up on. And boy, just always looking forward to this year probably and next year for them. And it'll probably be the last 2 years that we play Riverside here the next couple of years for a while. I imagine they'll move up in classification. I think they're going to be 3A in basketball this year. So probably be another hiatus in the rivalry. There was a little hiatus back when we had our good teams, our state championship teams. We didn't play them in those years either because of the difference in enrollment, and that'll probably happen again. But yeah, I think they've really been waiting on this year, and like I said, it feels like something's a little different down there. They've really got it going on, and you know, Coach Payton's like a family member to me, so I root for him every week except for one, and that'll be this week. So looking forward to that challenge. And you know, the kids probably don't get as excited and kind of obscene about it as some of the fans and alumni and parents. So the kids are all kind of friends, so that adds a little bit of something to it, too.
Finally, Coach, just give us some keys and expectations for this one on Friday night.
It'll be turnovers. Turnovers and penalties. Like, Donovan West turned it over 7 times against us, or that game's closer last week. We've been doing a good job of forcing turnovers, and we're not turning the ball over too much. So that has to continue if we have a chance. And, you know, I've heard all week about, you know, the common opponent with us is McLeod, and everybody's saying, well, you know, Riverside blasted McLeod, and you know, you got beat by 2 scores against McLeod. Throw that out the window. You know, that you can look at that if you want and say that they have the advantage. And, you know, if you do that, it doesn't look good for us. But you can throw that out the window, and it's going to come down to turnovers and penalties. And can we hold up to their physical run game for 4 quarters? We got a little chance to redeem ourselves this week. And after we kind of got called soft, after we played McLeod, we got a chance to kind of redeem ourselves against a physical team, and hopefully we can hold up for 4 quarters against them.
Well, we're excited for this one. This is going to be our feature game on 103.9. Troy hosting Riverside, as we mentioned, again, a battle of 4-1 teams, teams on winning streaks as well, and right now two of the three teams in this 1A, district number 4, who sit here at 2-0. So a lot on the line. Week number 6, excited for this one on 103.9, Troy and Riverside on Friday night. That's Derek Jasper, head coach of the Trojans. As always, Coach, appreciate it. We'll see you Friday.
Thanks so much. We'll see you then.